Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's meeting of the Mesa City Council for Monday, June 25th, 2012. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct the meeting this evening. We'd like to excuse, first of all, Council Member Dina Higgins, who is out of town, and the Vice Mayor. Are you with us, Scott?
I'm on the phone.
Okay. Vice Mayor is joining us on the phone. We'll begin this evening's meeting with an invocation from Pastor Dave Wagner from the Mountain Vista Bible Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Chris Glover. Would you please rise for the invocation and the pledge?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to be here this evening. Lord, I lift up our national leaders, our state leaders, and our local leaders. Lord, I ask that you be with our service members, male and female, across the world right now, Lord, and keep them safe and out of harm's way. Father, I thank you again for the blessings that you've poured upon us. I ask that you give wisdom to the leadership this evening, that our meeting goes well, and that your message be sent to each and every one of us as we continue to seek to serve the lost and take care of those who cannot be taken care of. Lord, we love you again, and we thank you, and it's in your Son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Wagner and Councilmember Glover. Just as a little bit of explanation before we begin this meeting, we'll actually conduct two meetings this evening. The first, which we're in right now, is the regular City Council meeting. Once we finish the business in this meeting and adjourn, we will immediately move into a special council meeting, which in accordance with state law, we have to conduct to take care of all the budget issues for this year. So when we say adjourn for the first meeting, don't get up and leave. Stick around, because we've got about another 5-10 minutes worth of business in the special council meeting. This Friday and Saturday, we once again get to celebrate our nation's freedom with the third annual award-winning Arizona Celebration of Freedom. And for those of you who have not been to that, it's an incredible experience, both Friday night and Saturday night here in downtown Mesa. Tens of thousands of people, a lot of cool cars and motorcycles, fun games, everything. And the best thing is it's a true celebration of who we are. And we thought, what better way to help introduce this, but to get into the Wayback Machine and to bring back from the past a couple of people who played just a slight little role in this. So we'd like to introduce to you, George and Martha, as in George and Martha Washington. George, Martha, please, now this is called a microphone. And just speak into it, and you'd amaze, it resonates and amplifies your voice. But if you could tell us, first of all, how you've been doing and what's going on this weekend.
Mayor, council members, thank you for the invitation. It's a busy week as we prepare for this third annual event of Arizona Celebration of Freedom. We thank Mesa for putting this on. It's a wonderful event. The last 2 years has just been incredible. We're really sure how many people would show up, as you mentioned, tens of thousands, estimated between 30 and 40,000 people showed up, and it's remarkable. A number of my friends and associates are there, and we're grateful to be there, and we love intermingling with people and all the fun activities that are going on. There's horseless carriages that I understand are there, and some two-wheeled vehicles, and all kinds of wonderful events for the kids, a fun zone. They even have some fans that are motorized, so it keeps the participants cool. But there's lots of music. It's a free 2 nights. It's just absolutely incredible. And on behalf of the founders, we invite all of you to be there, and all the residents of Mesa and the East Valley, for that matter.
Thank you. And by the way, you forgot to mention, those fans are brought to us by Cool FM 94.5.
Whatever that is.
No, thank you so very much. And George and Martha, you'll be there, I'm assuming, once again?
Well, we have been in the past, but this year we are going to be at Mount Vernon for a little bit. And,
excuse me, so you're going home for the weekend?
We are, so I apologize, but we do invite you all to be there. It's a wonderful event. Sorry we'll not be there this year, but I promise we will be there next year.
Well, thank you so very much. George and Martha, Washington, thanks for stepping in for just a second.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And in addition, there will be others. I think Abigail Adams and the crew will be there on both nights, as we have a what's exactly is that called?
Tommy Jefferson coming?
I don't know if Tommy Jefferson. TJ.
I don't know him as well as you do.
Well, you know,
I
know. You met him at a meeting back in Washington. TJ and I are doing great. But the Freedom Lane, where I think that's what they call it. Is that what they call it? Right there on Center Street. And the best thing is that this is free. And the reason it's free is because we have over 40 businesses and organizations that have stepped up to underwrite this festival. And I mentioned Cool FM. We have Southwest Ambulance. We have the Cubs, who have helped pay for our fireworks. And there's just a, I had a whole list of who they are here that are stepping up to help sponsor this. Downtown Mesa Association, a lot of organizations, a lot of businesses, and we thank them for making this community event truly one that everyone in the community can experience. So Friday night, Steve, what time does it start?
6 to 10 o'clock.
Six o'clock on both evenings, 10 o'clock. We'll have several stages with entertainment. And the best thing is Saturday night, about 9 o'clock, 9:30, as soon as it gets dark enough, fireworks from the top of City Hall and the Mesa Arts Center. If you've never seen fireworks right above you from the top of the buildings, it's an experience that you can't replicate anywhere. There's nowhere else, I can say this for sure, there is nowhere else in this state where you will have fireworks from the top of City Hall. That is the promise. And it's really cool to be on Main Street and have those shooting off right above you. So that's this Saturday and Sunday, the incomparable. Oh, this Friday and Saturday, I'm sorry. The incomparable, the award-winning, the fantastic. What any other adjective we can use for it?
Fun.
And TJ may even be there, too. Nice. The Arizona Celebration of Freedom. Thanks so much. The next item on our agenda is the consent agenda, which will be read in by Mr. Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, two-day charitable event, Friday, June 29th and Saturday, June 30th at 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Supercision Springs Golf Club, 6542 East Baseline Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license for TL Quick Gas and Food, 1821 South Country Club Drive. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Robbie Bobby's Pizza, 961 West Main Street. Item 3E, act on liquor license for TQLA Dana Park, 1840 South Val Vista Drive. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase 3 replacement backhoes, 1 for the Transportation Department, 2 for the Water Resources Department. The backhoe for the Transportation Department is partially funded from local street sales tax and from the capital budget. The backhoes for the Water Resources Department are funded from the fiscal year 11-12 Utility Replacement Extension Reserve Fund. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 7 replacement vehicles for the Fire Department. Funding is available in the Fire Department's fiscal fiscal year 11-12 capital budget. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase hardware and software to upgrade the police department records management system. This purchase is fully funded by asset forfeiture RICO funds. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase two replacement mowers for the Dobson Ranch Golf Course. Funding is available in the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities fiscal year 11-12 capital budget. One mower is from the Golf Enterprise Fund, one's from the cell tower revenues in the general fund. Item 4E, act on renew term contract for water treatment chemicals for the Water Resources Department and Materials and Supply Division. Item 4F, act on term contract for safety-related products and supplies for warehouse inventory for citywide use. Item 4G, act on dollar limit increase for the term contract for Ford Auto and Light Truck Parts for Fleet Services Department. Item 4H, act on contract for elevator improvements at various city building locations. Item 4I, act on contract for Chrisman Road improvements south of Skyline High School and Signal Butte Road capacity improvements at US 60. Funding is available in the fiscal year 11-12 Streets Bond and Streets Capital Programs. Item 4J, act on contract for improvements to the Brooks and Lindsay pump stations. Funding is available in the fiscal year 11-12 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 4K, act on contract for Fiesta District Police Station, northwest corner of Grove and Westwood. Funding is available in the fiscal year 11-12 Public Safety Capital Bond. Item 4L, act on contract authorizing city manager to enter into an agreement with the Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau to continue promoting tourism and convention business in Mesa. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to enter into a lease agreement with the Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau for the use of city-owned property at 120 North Center Street. Item 5B, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Arts and Culture Department. Item 5C, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Police Department Records Unit. Item 5D, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Library. Item 5E, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for Falcon Field Airport. Item 5F, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Engineering Department. Item 5G, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Development and Sustainability Department. Item 5H, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Business Services Department. Item 5I, act on resolution modifying in-lieu payment fee from utility and telecommunication companies for pavement surfacing replacement. Item 5J, act on resolution eliminating the fee for block party barricades. Item 5K, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission through the Crime Victim Assistance Program to secure grant funds for salaries and fringe benefits for the City Prosecutor's Office Victim Services Program. Item 5L, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an agreement with the Arizona Department of Public Safety Victims of Crime Act to secure grant funds for salaries and fringe benefits for the City Prosecutor's Office Victim Services Program. Item 5M, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute the First Amendment to the Intergovernmental Agreement with Mesa Public Schools to add roll-off solid waste collection services. Item 5O, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a Fourth Amendment to the Intergovernmental Agreement with the Maricopa County Department of Public Health for the Fire Department to continue to provide childhood immunizations. Item 5P, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a Memorandum of Understanding with the United Mesa Firefighters Association. Item 5Q, act on resolution approving the Electric Integrated Resource Plan in conformance with federal regulations that qualifies the City of Mesa to receive electric power generated at federally owned hydroelectric plants. The plan will be submitted to the Western Area Power Administration upon council approval. Items 6A through 6N pertain to the Eastmark development. Item 6A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to enter into a memorandum of understanding with DMB Mesa Proving Grounds for development of Development Unit 7 South and the associated portions of the Great Park in Eastmark. Item 6B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to enter into a maintenance agreement with DMB Mesa Proving Grounds for maintenance, arterial roadway landscaping, and the Great Park associated with the development of Development Unit 7 of Eastmark. Item 6C, act on resolution approving the map of dedication Eastmark Phase 1, the 10,200 to 10,700 blocks of East Ray Road, the 4,800 to 5,100 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, the 5,000 to 5,100 blocks of South Ellsworth Road, the 5,100 block of South Insperian Parkway, the 5,000 to 5,100 blocks of South Eastmark Parkway, and the 4,800 to 5,100 blocks of South Everton Terrace. Item 6D, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-1, the 10,600 to 10,700 blocks of East Ray Road. Item 6E, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-2, the 10,400 to 10,600 blocks of East Ray Road. Item 6F, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-3A, the 5,100 block of South Everton Terrace. Item 6G, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-3B, the 4900 block of South Signal Butte Road. Item 6H, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-4A, the 5000 block of South Everton Terrace. Item 6I, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-4B, the 4800 block of South Signal Butte Road. Item 6J, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-5, the 4800 block of South Signal Butte Road. Item 6K, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-18, the 4800 to 4900 blocks of South Everton Terrace. Item 6L, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-19, the 4900 to 5000 blocks of South Eastmark Parkway. Item 6M, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-20, the 4900 to 5000 blocks of South Everton Terrace. Item 6N, act on resolution approving Eastmark Development Unit 7, South Parcel 7-21, the 10,200 to 10,300 blocks of East Ray Road. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance amending Section 203 of the Mesa City Charter to set the procedures for filling a vacancy in the office of the mayor and council district office. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance amending Section 605-A of the Mesa City Charter to require the city manager to provide the five-year capital program to the council prior to the beginning of each fiscal year. Item 7C, introduction of ordinance amending Section 701-A of the Mesa City Charter to allow council to set dates for City of Mesa elections. Item 7D, introduction of ordinance amending Sections 201-C and 201-D of the Mesa City Charter to allow council to set dates for the commencement of terms for the mayor and council. Item 8A, act on ordinance amending Title V of the Mesa City Code to adopt a new chapter regarding the regulation of off-track betting operators. Item 8B, act on ordinance regarding Z12-23, 2606 North Power Road for a rezone and site plan review to allow development of a fitness center. And item 9A, introduction of ordinance amending Section 201-F of Mesa City Charter to state that if less than three candidates file nominating petitions qualifying as candidates for the office of mayor or district council member, the primary election will be dispensed with for that office, and the candidates will appear on the ballot for the general election. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh with a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Council members, or Vice Mayor Summers.
I vote aye.
The vote is 6 ayes and no nays. With Councilmember Higgins absent, the consent agenda is approved. We have one item from citizens present this evening, Mr. Ray Speakman. Mr. Speakman, the rules for this are that you have 3 minutes. And because this is not an agendized item, we can't respond or anything, but you have 3 minutes. Thank you so very much.
It's a wonderful opportunity to be here. I am actually running for the Arizona representative for the new LD26, which has just been formed. And it takes in part of Mesa. It takes in about from Gilbert Road and on the east to Southern on the south and University on the north, going west to Tempe. And so it takes in about a third of the Mesa area. And so I wanted to come this evening and take some time and introduce myself to the council, because as when I'm elected, I really hope to have an open conversation with you. I've lived here in Arizona and Mesa pretty much all my life. I've married a Mesa girl. We have 8 children, all went to Mesa High, and the eighth one is at Mesa High, and I have 14 grandchildren. I'm a small business owner in Mesa, and have been that over about 15 years. I've also been in leadership positions in the Valley for about 30 years. And why I'm running is that I've never had a desire to be in politics, but I feel that it's my time and my duty to really help take a stand in the Arizona, and particularly to protect Arizona and my Mesa heritage. And so at this time, I've decided to run for this office. And as I do so, because I have no prior political experience whatsoever, I will be running on my values, that truly I stand for the Constitution and the values there, for our freedoms there that are guaranteed, for family values, and also for our faiths, so that we all can enjoy those freedoms that we have been guaranteed by the Constitution. I also have a desire to very strongly speak for those who I represent, and that's why I'm here tonight, so that I can truly get to know and to understand those things that are happening in the district, and so that I truly can speak for the people of the district. And so I hope to have a future conversations with each of you and understand your needs and your desires. But as I'm elected, my one campaign promise is I will speak for you. And I'm Ray Speakman, running for LD 26 state representative. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speakman. Good luck. Thank you. Okay. There's no other business. I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Richens, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned from this meeting, but as I promised, we have another meeting.